order, members can take their seats. Fifth order business. With the consent of the House, the bills listed on today's supplemental committee reports are placed on second reading calendar. Hearing no objection, so ordered. Seventh order of business, third reading of bills. We'll consider the following bill, Engrossed House Bill 2519. Hearing no objection, so ordered. Engrossed House Bill 2519, message from the Senate. Clerk will read.
Mr. Speaker, the Senate has passed Engrossed House Bill number 2519. Sarah Bannister, Deputy Secretary.
If there is no objection, the House does not concur with Senate amendments to Engrossed House Bill 2519 and asks the Senate to recede therefrom. Hearing no objection, so ordered. Sixth order of business. We'll consider the following bills. House Bill 2334, House Bill 2580. Hearing no objection, so ordered. House Bill 2334. Clerk will read.
An act relating to the regulation
last
of the
line.
Use cannabidiol.
With the consent of the House, with the consent of the House, the bill will be substituted as recommended by the Appropriation Committee. Hearing no objection, so ordered. There are amendments. Amendment 1193 is withdrawn. Hearing no objection, so ordered. Amendment 1412, clerk will read.
On page 2, beginning on line
last
7.
Last line.
Established under chapter 69.50 RCW.
The good gentleman from the 4th District to move adoption of the amendment.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Move adoption of amendment 1412.
It's been moved and seconded. We adopt amendment 1412. Remarks. The good gentleman from the 4th District, Representative Shea.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. This is just a simple amendment to make sure that we are clarifying jurisdictions over CBD, that the LCB stays in their lane, Department of Agriculture stays in their lane in regards to hemp. Would urge your adoption. Thank you.
Thank you. Additional remarks. The good gentleman from the 29th, Representative Sawyer.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. We concur.
Thank you. Additional remarks. Seeing none, the question before the House is adoption of Amendment 1412. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed say nay. The amendment is adopted. There are no further amendments. Oh, there is. No. Amendment. Amendment 1413. Clerk will read.
On page 9, last line 29 line. After, on page 10 at the beginning of line 29, strike 81.
The good gentleman from the 19th District to move adoption of the amendment.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I move 1413.
It's been moved and seconded. We adopt amendment 1413. The good gentleman from the 19th District, Representative Walsh.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I've spoken before on the floor about protecting the little guys. We have a new industry here, full by law, of small operators. And throughout the emergence of this new industry, we've been nickel and diming these operators with fees and taxes and costs. And this bill contains yet another increase to the license fee paid by these small operators. And, you know, I think it is just one fee too many. We've reached the point where I don't think there's room anymore to keep nicking new fees onto this industry. I should point out, we recently nicked the industry a fee to help pay for an online computer tracking system that was supposed to help participants in the industry comply with the law. And that computer system has been an almost complete failure and has caused great hardship for the industry and caused business troubles for many of the small operators in the industry. So I just don't think the time is right to be jacking up the fees again on this industry and the small operators in it. What this amendment does is it just lines out the additional fee, the increase in the license fee that's part of the underlying bill. I ask for a yes vote on the amendment to help these small operators continue to grow and thrive in what we all hope is an industry that emerges as a good employer and a good tax generator for the state. Thank you.
Thank you. Additional remarks. The good gentleman from the 29th, Representative Sawyer.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Respectfully requesting a no vote. I agree with the sentiment. But for comparison, you know, we do have the lowest fees in the country of the legal market. We're going up to about $1,400. Our neighbors in the South, Oregon, charge $5,000 per license and fees, so I think it's a reasonable addition, so I'd respectfully ask for a no vote.
Thank you. Additional remarks? Seeing none, the question before the House is adoption of Amendment 1413. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed say nay.
No.
Amendment fails. There are no further amendments. With the consent of the House, the rules be suspended. And engrossed second substitute House Bill 2334 will be advanced at third reading. Hearing no objection, so ordered. Engrossed second substitute House Bill 2334 on third reading and final passage. Remarks. The good gentleman from the 29th, Representative Sawyer.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. One thing our consumers kind of expect from us is to make sure that our products and our 502 system are safe. Currently, we do not test our cannabinoid products that are coming over from overseas. We don't know what kind of toxins are in them. We don't know what kind of pesticides are in them. This requires that anytime anyone adds an additive into our 502 market from hemp, that we are making sure that they're going in the same testing requirements as we do in our legal 502 system for the THC cannabis product. So I would urge your adoption of this for the health and safety of the state.
Thank you. Additional remarks. The good gentleman from the 12th District, Representative Condotta.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Well, I think there's some merit to the policy, but the problem is this, again, as the gentleman said, nickel and diming. If we need to raise our fees, we need to raise them in general. We've had several bills this year that just nickel and dime and add a fee here and add a fee there, and our fees are reasonable. But our business, our entire cannabis business is having some issues right now. The tracking system is costing a lot of money, and they've already been charged for a system that isn't working properly. But more than that, we're overproduced. We've got too many producers. The price has dropped to a new low, and the fact is many of them are going to go out of business as it is. So I can't support more fees on this industry right at this point, and so I'm asking for a no vote tonight.
Thank you. Additional remarks? Seeing none, the question before the House is the adoption, the final passage of engrossed second substitute House Bill 2334. The Speaker is about to open the roll call machine. The Speaker has opened the roll call machine. Has every member voted? Would any member like to change their vote? Speaker's about to lock the roll call machine. The Speaker has locked the roll call machine. Clerk will take the record.
Madam Speaker, there are 58 yeas, 40 nays, 0 excused.
Having received a constitutional majority, engrossed second substitute House Bill 2334 is declared pass. House Bill 2580, Clerk will read.
An act relating to promoting renewable natural
last
gas.
One.
Section.
With the consent of the House, the bill will be substituted as recommended by the Technology and Economic Development Committee. Hearing no objection, so ordered. There are amendments. Amendment 1274 is withdrawn. Hearing no objection, so ordered. Amendment 1411, Clerk will read.
On page 16, line 25, after
last
digester,
line.
Biogas from a landfill into marketable co-products.
The good gentleman from the 44th to move adoption of the amendment.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I move adoption amendment 1411.
It's been moved and seconded. We adopt amendment 1411. Remarks. The good gentleman from the 44th, Representative Harmsworth.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. This amendment adds in some processes that do some good things by recycling the gas and putting it back into the system, and I urge a yes vote.
Thank you. Additional remarks. The good gentleman from the 40th, Representative Morris.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I also would ask for a yes vote on this amendment. This, I think, restores the intent we had in committee, which was to also include the equipment from landfill gas or methane gas from landfills and anaerobic digesters. So this corrects that error. Please vote yes.
Thank you. Additional remarks? Seeing none, the question before the House is adoption of Amendment 1411. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed say nay. The amendment is adopted. There are no further amendments. With the consent of the House, the rules be suspended. And engrossed substitute House Bill 2580 will be advanced at third reading. Hearing no objection, so ordered. Engrossed substitute House Bill 2580 on third reading and final passage. Remarks. The good gentleman from the 40th District, Representative Morris.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Rising to ask for a yes vote, I think this kind of reprograms an effort we had for the last decade to include more renewable natural gas, which is natural gas that comes off of anaerobic digesters. I talked a second ago about methane gas that comes off of landfills. And some people may ask, well, you know, what is a renewable natural gas? Well, renewable natural gas is really what comes from organic material like woody biomass potentially in rural Washington. What this policy is doing is recertifying that Commerce needs to come to the legislature and the governor with some recommendations to renew the effort in this area, particularly in rural Washington, but also it includes some continuing some tax breaks for a limited amount of time for 6 years on the equipment it takes to do this. You may not know this, but because these batches of methane gas are much smaller, the big cost isn't so much always in producing the gas, but if you want to try to get it to pipeline quality that shows up maybe in your kitchen stove, Madam Speaker, if you have natural gas at your place, you need to do a lot of scrubbing to get the sulfur and other items out of that. On a big natural gas field out in the middle of the prairie somewhere, that is not quite such a cost per unit, but on these smaller organic processes, it is a huge cost. So this tax incentive included in this bill will help buy down some of those costs and share risk to get those jobs in rural Washington. It's a good, modest policy. Please vote yes.
Thank you. Additional remarks. The good gentleman from the 44th, Representative Harmsworth.
Thank you, Madam Chair. It's not often we get to stand, Madam Speaker, stand and talk about gaseous emissions again. So this bill, you'll see a mixed result on our side here, some yeses and noes. We still have some concerns about the overall policy, but in overall, I like this bill. I think it's a step to help our renewable gas industry to do the right thing and continue to promote renewable energy in our state. I encourage a yes vote.
Thank you. Additional remarks? Seeing none, the question before the House is final passage of engrossed substitute House Bill 2580. The Speaker is about to open the roll call machine. The Speaker has opened the roll call machine. Has every member voted? Would any member like to change their vote? The Speaker is about to lock the roll call machine. The Speaker has locked the roll call machine. Clerk will take the record.
Madam Speaker, there are 98 yeas, 0 nays, 0 excused.
Having received a constitutional majority, engrossed substitute House Bill 2580 is declared passed. With the consent of the House, we'll immediately transmit the bills we just acted on. Hearing no objection, so ordered. The good gentleman from the 37th, Representative Pettigrew.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. There will be a Democratic caucus immediately.
Thank you. This concludes floor activity for tonight. With the consent of the House will now adjourn until Wednesday, March 17th, the 59th legislative day. Hearing no objection, so ordered. The good gentleman from the 4th District, Representative Shea.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. The Republicans will caucus right now, very briefly. Thank you.
We also want to let members know that floor activity will begin at 10 a.m. The House is now adjourned until 7:30 a.m. Wednesday, March 7th.